North Rock Podcast.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys tonight. If you've been with us over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about what it means to be a spiritual family, right? We've been talking about the fact that it's not by coincidence that we all decided to show up here tonight. The reason we showed up here tonight is, one, because God has done something in our lives, right? That we know that we have a history with God, and we know that we have a heritage, and that part of that heritage is that we are the living testimony of the living God in our world, right? That we steward, or we manage, or we live out the greatest love story that's ever been told. Anybody hear that before? Time or two? Maybe? Good. That means a couple of you guys were actually here several weeks ago, right? And then last week we talked about that in any person's life, there's a spiritual journey going on, right? That there's seasons of our life that God works us through to mature us into more of his likeness. Same is true of any community of followers of Jesus too, right? This church has a history. We talked about some of the amazing things that God has done in this church over the last 25 years. Some of the incredible testimonies that we've seen kind of come out of us being a faithful group of people serving God here in Thornton, Colorado. And today we're going to transition into what I call family habits, okay? So I don't know about you, but me, I learn things better, I remember things better if I kind of have a way to think about it with, and it usually starts with the same letter. So if you're following me, heritage, history, today we start habits, okay? How many of you guys have family habits at home? Yep. One of mine is I like to get up early in the morning with my daughter, Cameron. She's 9 years old. She's always been our little sunshine, we call her, because no matter what time we go to bed at night, she wants to wake up at the crack of dawn. Say, baby, you don't have school tomorrow. You can sleep in as late as you want. 6 o'clock. Dad, let's have breakfast, right? That's my Cameron. And I love getting up with her. Part of our routine, part of that family habit that we have is that we get up, we get some breakfast together. She likes to make the coffee. I like to drink the coffee, though she's still learning how to make the coffee. So we work together on that, right? And then we each take time. She's got her own little devotional. I have mine. And we just take some time before the Lord, and we just talk to the Lord. And then we kind of share what we're reading about, what we're talking about for the day. Okay, that's one of my family habits, right? That's one of the rhythms of our life. Am I not on still? I think I sound. I feel like I can hear me. So if you guys can hear me, I'm just going to keep rolling here. Okay? We're all right? Good. So after that, one of my favorite habits is I like to walk Cameron to school. So I'll drive her, we'll park a little bit away, and we'll just hold hands, and we'll walk, and we'll talk. And that's just part of how I connect with my 9-year-old, okay? Then we all go off to our busy, fast-paced lives, right? And then when I get home at night, I like to reconnect with the habit of us having dinner together and doing the hard thing that's hard for all families to do, and that's shutting off the TV while we watch or while we talk, right? How many of you guys know you have to work at that habit if that's a value in your home? I mean, it really does. It's really a habit reflects a value or a set of ideas that we hold as important to our lives. Does that make sense to you guys? A little bit later in the night, when it's time to put the kids to bed, I got to reconnect with my wife, right? We've been busy. We've been doing things. We're stressed out. The kids have been, you know, running all over the place. I've been at work. We've been doing things. And one of the favorite things that I like to do with Cameron and Caitlin is they know that when it's time for bedtime, they both look at each other like this, and they look at me, and they look at each other, and I says, yep, it's time to go. And we have two flights of stairs, and they take off running as fast as they can go, and I usually give them about a 4-second head start. Sometimes it's 3, but most of the time it's 4 seconds, and then I tear up the stairs after them, right? And again, once they're in bed, I have the habit of spending some time with Jody, where we'll sit down on the couch, we'll kind of talk about what happened. I like to call them mini dates. She doesn't consider it a date, but she's happy that we do it. But that's why we call it a mini date, right? We're meeting in the middle, right? So the idea is this, that any family has rhythms, has habits of life that reinforce something. How many of you guys would agree with the statement that the church is called and it's designed to be a community of God worshipers? That's why we're here. We have that value that's embedded in our spiritual DNA, okay? And so it would make sense to me that the church should be a place where we have habits and rhythms, and we have exercises and things that we do to help us become better worshipers. How many of you guys know that just because Jesus lives in us and we've accepted Him as our Lord and Savior, we can still grow in our worship of Him? Right? Every day, every single day, there are things that are pounding at us, trying to get our eyes off of who God's true character is and off of who He says we truly are. And so it really is that battle to take hold of that and say, I'm going to live a life of worship, right? So what do we do for those people like me that really don't have these platform kind of singing voices, right? See, I know those people. Sabrina's one of those people. Sabrina can sing, and it's just beautiful. When I open my mouth to sing, I know God thinks it's beautiful, but most of the people in the rows in front of me usually turn around and go, ooh, wow, that's rough, Val, that's rough, okay? That we are designed to live a life of worship, and I want to talk to you about three things today, three habits, three disciplines, or three rhythms that help us as a congregation live a more fuller life of worship, all right? So if you guys would open your Bibles with me today to Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. This is going to be a familiar voice or verse for many of you, but it's simply this one. It says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And I just want that to settle in for a minute. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. How many of you guys would be honest enough with me tonight and say, that is a tough thing to do, right? See, the beauty is what we just got done celebrating, what we just got done showing, you know, with taking of the elements is that God gave us His all. And the transaction that He gives us is, I give you my all for your all, right? And so we live this life in the midst of all kinds of chaos and challenges and all kinds of fun stuff that we're doing. And the end goal is that we would live a life of worship, okay? And as doing that, as a congregation, as each of us do that individually, we all come out with the aroma of Christ. And that really is the thing that draws people to Himself, okay? So this is what I have to tell you. I always have to use some sort of football metaphor, so please bear with me. I'm a football coach, okay? There's a saying that I use with our high schoolers, and it's this, that Friday nights, everybody wants to win. Right, everybody wants to win on Friday nights. Everybody wants to walk away with the victory or the trophy or, you know, go undefeated or whatever it is. But the ones that win are the ones that prepared in the spring, the summer, the fall, and that week to go ahead and go out there and win that game, right? Well, when I think about winning in the life of worship or in the challenge of being a worshiper in this world, I know that I've got to take a thought and turn it into an action. I've got to take that action and turn that into a behavior. I've got to take that behavior, turn that into a habit, and take that habit and turn that into a lifestyle. And in doing that, that lifestyle will leave a legacy that shows what my values were, okay? So as Christ's followers, where do we turn for instruction on becoming a worshiper, right? To the Bible, right? So I read that verse just a few minutes ago. To me, that is not just a good saying that Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. But to me, that is the definition of what worship is. That everywhere we would go, everything that we would do, we would bring Jesus along with us, right? That he would flavor our conversations, that He would flavor the things we choose to spend our time on, that He would flavor the things that we would decide we want to spend time thinking about, okay? So a life of worship consists of at least a few habits. I know there's more, but we're going to concentrate on just three tonight, okay? The first one is that a healthy habit, number one, is we need to seek God's empowering presence. That the only way that we can be worshipers all, is if God's empowering presence is flowing through us consistently. Do you guys really believe that? Do you guys believe that tonight? That without God's power, we can do nothing, right? But in Him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? Amen. Healthy habit number one is we need to be a people that seek God's empowering presence, and a healthy church, a church that's practicing family habits that are healthy, is one that actively seeks the Holy Spirit's direction and His empowerment for our daily lives and our ministry, okay? Romans 8:16 says that the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Okay, you see how that kind of works together? That it's the Holy Spirit in us testifying to us that we are His children, okay? When we seek God's empowering presence, it does a couple of things. One, it leads us to a healthy interdependence with other people, right? We talked about it. I've already self-confessed. I am an introvert. Standing in front of people, talking on a stage is not what I would consider what I wanted to grow up and do, okay? But when we spend time with God, He changes some of our directions, right? He brings us into the fullness of who He says we are in Him, and that's part of what happens when God's empowering presence is in our midst, okay? Second one is that we experience spiritual fruit, right? We experience more of the Holy Spirit, and more of Him is what people experience when they run into us than just us running into them. You guys tracking with me? That it's His Spirit, it's His fruit. You guys know the list, right? You guys know the list. More love, more joy, more patience, more kindness, more self-control, more gentleness, right? More faithfulness. That's what happens when we seek God's empowering presence in our lives, okay? And again, just driving home that same point, to reiterate that same point, it would not make sense for us to try to live the supernatural life that God gives us in the natural. We agree that? Amen. That we need to be a people that says, God, I want to live a life of worship. And rule number one of living a healthy habit of worship is that I seek God's empowering presence, okay? He is the turbocharger in this family. He's the one that puts the super in our natural, okay? And He is the one that heals, delivers, strengthens, empowers, and sends us on mission for Him in this world, okay? Guys, don't miss this. This world can keep us busy. We live in a hyper-speed generation, y'all, right? That you try to make eye contact with somebody and you can't because they're doing this. Talking on their cell phone. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Hey, I know that guy from high school. Hey. Yep. Mm-hmm. Got it. Right? That's the age that we live in. And so it's that much more important that we practice spiritual habits because that's where we guard those edges of our lives, where we can take the time to say, I don't want to just win on Friday nights, but I want to be in God's presence, taking care of the vertical so that I can do the horizontal in my relationships with people, okay? So He's the turbocharger. I'm going to show you a quick video because some of you that are with us here may not know a lot about our particular church family we have here. And I just wanted to give you an idea of what the Foursquare church family is doing around the world. So just here's a quick video, and it's going to reinforce this idea that we need to be a people that seek God's empowering presence. Right. Did you guys catch that? Yeah. Isn't that amazing that when we do the mundane, that God shows up and does the miraculous, right? Because we choose to believe God in a world that we believe needs Jesus as much as we need Him, right? And we seek His empowerment, that we live a life of worship. And really, it's that worship that attracts people to Himself. And then it's His Spirit that allows us to connect our hearts to them, to train and to send people all around the world to get this great message of the greatest love story ever told out to people, all right? So the second healthy habit that's going to help us live a life of worship even more so is God exalting worship, right? We did some of that tonight, right? How many of you guys can feel stuff lift off of you when you're in worship? Man, that's the Holy Spirit, right? He's just pulling things out going, man, I know you have heavy hearts. Come before me and I will make your burden easy. Lay it before me and I'll take care of it, right? The healthy church, North Rock, is a church that gathers regularly at the local expression of the body of Christ to worship God, to engage the heart, mind, and soul, right, and to strengthen the people, okay? We're committed to doing that around here. That's all we're talking about are some of the habits that's going to be a part of North Rock, and it already is that we're going to exalt God in our worship, okay? And how many of you guys like me would say, I'm thankful that it's not just about the singing up here? That worshiping God requires heart, mind, and soul, and that everywhere I go, I'm being a worshipful person, right? Being worshipful. John chapter 4, verse 23 says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks, okay? So that's again reinforcing the all. Okay, 24/7 in all things that we do, we are worshipers of the Lord. And the final healthy habit that I want to talk to you guys about tonight are spiritual disciplines. Have you guys ever thought about spiritual disciplines as an act of worship? That it's really in the doing of our spiritual disciplines, taking time to be in silence before the Lord, taking time to just meditate on His Word, taking time to serve somebody, taking time to pray, taking time to do the things that really allow the Holy Spirit to pour out deep containers of who He is in our lives, right? The healthy church provides training, models, resources for members of all ages to develop their daily spiritual walks with the Lord. That's what that Psalm 23 course is all about, guys. It's a way to just get in the Word, dig a little deeper, and say, God, would you pour out into me that I could be used by you in this world, that I could be a person that lives a life of worship, okay? We're going to be a community of faith that continues to emphasize those things. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11 gives us this promise, okay, that the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, and He will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. That's what I'm talking about. When we practice these three things, when we individually and collectively practice being living a life of worship, the promise is that we would be like that. Not hurried, not harried, not stressed, right? Well-watered garden like a spring whose waters never fail. So when we practice these things, that's what the Bible says we're doing, and that is a great definition for us to think about being people of worship. Okay, at North Rock, my prayer is that we would strive to grow in joy-filled, vibrant community of transformational, missional, generous, and authentic relationships. And I can tell you this, folks, that will not happen if we don't seek the presence of the Lord, give worship, and practice our daily devotional lives. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come and to grow in our ability to worship. Father, we thank you that as your sons and daughters, as those who you have grafted into your spiritual family, Lord, that we bear your mark on our lives. Lord, that you have called us to be a people who would proclaim your praise in the midst of a sun-scorched land. Father, I pray that you would give us confidence in that. That we would walk in the anointing, we would walk in your favor, we would walk in the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, that we would believe for people to be healed in this church, for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit in this church, for people's lives to come together in such a way that they would show the love of God in a way that people, when they come and they see, all that they can conclude is that God is in their midst, that God is doing something at North Rock Church. And maybe you're here tonight and you're just saying, Pastor Chad, I've never heard this story of the greatest love story ever told. I've never been in a setting where somebody told me that God loves me so much that he sent Jesus to die on that cross so that I could be filled with his love. If that's you here tonight, would you just do me a favor and raise your hand? By doing that, I know you're pointing yourself out. I see you, ma'am. You're pointing yourself out. My commitment is never to embarrass you, but it's just to acknowledge with you that God is doing something in your life. Anybody else? Got one? Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's continue to just pray. Father, we thank you that you give us new life, Lord, that that we worship you because you first loved us, not because we loved you. And so, Lord, I pray for this one tonight who has expressed faith, saying, I want to know the living God. I want to ask Jesus to come into my life, to take away the sin in my life, and to pour out his love in my life. And Lord, we just acknowledge that that is what you have called us to be as a people of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this North Rock resource. To find out more information about North Rock Church, check us out at www.northrockchurch.com.